And I think, you know, certainly in a lot of acquisitions that we've done, you know, customers have fed back to us and said, "We're so glad you bought that company," because it complements what else we do with you.
Yeah.
Right. And it's easier for us now because we now have fewer suppliers, and you know, we can work more strategically, and you know, more, we can make longer term plans, and you know, we can, you know, we can, you know, align them to your strategy, and you can help us, you know, you to align to, you can help, sorry, we can help you align to our strategy,
yeah,
the offerings and services that you've got available. So I think, you know, I see it as a positive, you know, I mean, you know, I think you could argue that some of the acquisitions that have happened, you know, there are going to be some clients that will lose out. I don't think you could argue that of any of the acquisitions that IBM's made.
Right.
But I think you could on some of the others, right? I think you strongly could.
Yeah.
And you mentioned Oracle, and I think that's one that you could strongly argue, because Oracle don't have a roadmap for Solaris, and they don't have a roadmap for Spark. So the question is, if you're a Solaris, you know, Spark house, and you're heavily invested, and you've sunk 10, 15 years worth of investment into that technology footprint, you know, what is the future?
Yeah.
Right? You know, and you know, you would argue that those clients haven't benefited from that acquisition. No, and you know, the Sun's biggest problem, the reason that Sun got into the position that they were in, was because they hadn't laid out and invested strongly in a technology roadmap, right? They got distracted by open source, and are we a software company, or are we a hardware company, or what are we? And they lacked that, you know, strategic clarity of where they were going. And by the way, I've spoken to lots of clients, you know, in that boat, you know, across the world, not just here in the UK and Ireland. And, you know, and they would say that what was causing them anxiety was the lack of clarity, Now, you know, Oracle have acquired them. Oracle have no expertise in operating systems or microprocessor technology, advanced microprocessor technology, or in fact the integration of operating systems middleware into advanced microprocessor technology.
Yeah.
You know, microprocessor engineering is very different to software engineering and to software development.
Yeah.
It's a very different skill. Yeah. Right, so you know, so they acquired them. They've acquired them. You know, who knows for what motivation, but they've gone and acquired them, and you know, I think there's anxiety in the market about what's next.